Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called When You Are Tired But Still Show Up. And I want to start by naming something that doesn't get said enough in education. A lot of teachers aren't burned out. They are just tired. Not the kind of tired that means you don't care. Not the kind of tired that means you want to quit. It's the kind of tired that comes from caring deeply for a long time without much pause. Today, I want to talk about the kind of tired, about specifically that kind of tired, and what it looks like, what it costs, and why showing up anyway, why it still matters. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. First, I'm thankful for teachers who show up even when their energy is low, not because they are superheroes, but because they're committed. Second, I'm thankful for days when consistency matters more than enthusiasm, days when presence is enough. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is for students who don't need us at 100% to feel cared for. Sometimes they just need us there. So let's go over the main topic again. This episode is called When You Are Tired But Still Show Up. See, tired is not the same as burned out. We gotta make sure that that is extremely clear. Being tired doesn't mean you're failing. It doesn't mean you've lost your passion. And it doesn't mean you don't belong in this profession. It means, hey, you've been given a lot. You've been steady for a long time, and haven't had much space to refill. There's a difference between wanting to quit and just needing rest. Too many teachers confuse the two. They do. They get them mixed up, y'all. They do. And then judge themselves for it. Let me take you into a morning. The alarm goes off. Nothing dramatic happened the night before. No crisis, no emergency. You are just tired. You lie there a little bit longer than usual, not because you're avoiding the day, but because you've already budgeted energy, and you're budgeting energy, kind of sorting that out, and you're thinking, what actually needs my best today? What can be good enough, and what can wait? You get dressed. You drive to school. You unlock your classroom door, and before the first student arrives, you already know that today is going to require intention. That's not laziness, that's awareness. It is. Showing up while tired, it still has impact. It's something that has surprised me over the years. Even on tired days, kids still feel your presence. You might not be your most energetic self. You might not be your funniest self, right? You might not be even be your most creative self, but they still feel your consistency. They still are taking in your calmness and receiving your care. Showing up tired isn't about pretending you're fine. It's about choosing steadiness over the absence. And that choice, well, it carries more than you think. Because a let's do a classroom moment that changed my thinking. Let's dive in here. It's later in the day. Not chaos, just a slow unraveling of energy. A student starts pushing back, not loudly, not even enough to test. An old version of me would have just powered through, corrected quickly, tightened control, finished the lesson. But that particular day, it didn't have extra energy to perform the authority. I didn't have it. The energy was just not there to perform the authority. So instead I pause and I look at the student and say, hey, I can tell today's been a lot. Let's just reset. In a room, well, it shifts. Not dramatically but noticeably nonetheless. And later I realized something important, that moment worked because I didn't try to be more than I was. I just stayed present. Y'all, that's what I did. See, let's talk about what tired teaching used to cost me. This part is critical. When I ignored my tiredness, it showed up anyways. I was shorter and more on edge. I was less patient. I was more rigid. Not because I didn't care. That's not it. But because I was running on empty and pretending I wasn't. That pretending cost me energy. It cost me joy and longevity. I still have moments that kind of slip into this, but once I tried to stop judging myself for being tired and I started teaching in a way that was actually sustainable. I still have moments where I slip up though, and I got to remind myself that it's okay to be tired and not judge myself for that or criticize myself for that. Then I can start make this teaching thing sustainable. Because sustainability, teaching in a way that's sustainable, sustainable teaching, it honors limits. Let's say it that way. And this is something I wish more teachers could hear, is that if teaching only works when you're at full energy, it's not sustainable. Not at all. Longevity comes from knowing when to simplify, knowing when to slow down, and knowing when enough is enough. Showing up tired doesn't mean you're weak. Hear what I'm saying. Write this down. It's going to be on the test, y'all. Showing up tired doesn't mean you are weak. It means you're human and still committed. So sustainable teaching honors limits, y'all. Doesn't mean you're weak. As I do a reflective closing here, if you're tired right now, not done, not checked out, just tired, that doesn't mean you're doing this wrong. It just means that you've been showing up, and showing up while tired, it still matters, y'all. It still matters. If you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers find this space. I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.